'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, and you're listening to the After Dinner Scholar from Wyoming Catholic College. Those first lines from Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas may be the most recognized lines of Christmas poetry in America. In fact, they may be the most recognized lines of any kind of poetry in America. Yet Christmas, Christ's nativity, has been the subject of many, many great poems. As a Christmas gift to you, our listeners, this Christmas podcast will focus on great Christmas poems, recited, not discussed, by Wyoming Catholic College faculty. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Glenn Arbery, president of Wyoming Catholic College. I'm going to be reading a poem called Speed that I wrote for my wife some years back. We were getting into our 60s and thinking about what Christmas has been before when we had so many little ones and what it's like now and how things get habitual and you begin to lose the tone of things. So this poem was written to address that problem. Speed. 60 winters in, darkened and another sped year's longest night, I wait for light on all that we have been. So many times repeated and retold, I feel from Bethlehem no stir of newness come, no stir until those hosts that ride the starry coal break from pure spirit onto mortal air and scatter the startled flocks down the Judean rocks, and the strained wings' furious stridor there wakes my imagining. Themselves to matter by angelic will, they tremulously still, above the pure speed they have come to sing. Hosanna then in peace, burst out of heaven upon the unstable earth, where the great now is brought to birth for all time's release. Hosanna, for he appears, brought to a woman's knees, out of the Godhead's clear alacrities into our meager years.
I'm Christopher Hodkinson, and this is The Lamb by William Blake. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead. Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek, and he is mild. He became a little child. I a child, and thou a lamb. We are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee.
This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, and I'm reading a Christmas carol poem by G.K. Chesterton. The Christ child lay on Mary's lap. His hair was like a light. Oh, weary, weary were the world. But here is all aright. The Christ child lay on Mary's breast. His hair was like a star. Oh, stern and cunning are the kings. But here the true hearts are. The Christ child lay on Mary's heart. His hair was like a fire. Oh, weary, weary is the world. But here the world's desire. The Christ child stood on Mary's knee, his hair was like a crown, and all the flowers looked up at him, and all the stars looked down.
Dr. Tiffany Schubert, and I'm going to be reading Christmas by George Herbert. All after pleasures as I rid one day, my horse and I, both tired, body and mind, with full cry of affections. Quite astray, I took up in the next inn I could find. There, when I came, whom found I but my dear, my dearest lord? expecting till the grief of pleasures brought me to him, ready there to be all passengers, most sweet relief. O thou, whose glorious yet contracted light, wrapped in night's mantle, stole into a manger, since my dark soul and brutish is thy right, to man of all beasts be not thou a stranger. Furnish and deck my soul, that thou mayest have a better lodging than a rack or grave. The shepherds sing, and shall I silent be? My God, no hymn for thee. My soul's a shepherd too, a flock it feeds of thoughts and words and deeds. The pasture is thy word, the streams thy grace, enriching all the place. Shepherd and flock shall sing, and all my powers outsing the daylight hours. Then we will chide the sun for letting night take up his place and right. We sing one common Lord, wherefore he should himself the candle hold. I will go searching till I find a sun, shall stay till we have done, a willing shiner that shall shine as gladly as frost-nipped suns look sadly. Then we will sing, shine all our own day, and one another pay. His beams shall cheer my breast, and both so twine till even his beams sing, and my music shine.
I am Dr. Henry Zepeda, and I teach mathematics and natural science here. And I'm going to read a poem by Christina Georgina Rossetti. Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign. Love shall be our token, love shall be yours and love be mine. Love to God and to all men, love for plea and gift and sign.
Hello, this is Dr. Kent Lasnowski. I will be reading The Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot. A cold coming we had of it. Just the worst time of the year for a journey, and such a journey. The ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter. And the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melting snow. There were times we regretted the summer palaces on slopes, the terraces, and the silken girls bringing sherbet. Then the camel men cursing and grumbling and running away and wanting their liquor and women, and the night fires going out, and the lack of shelters, and the cities hostile, and the towns unfriendly, and the villages dirty and charging high prices. A hard time we had of it. At the end, we preferred to travel all night, sleeping in snatches, with the voices singing in our ears saying that this was all folly. Then at dawn we came down to a temperate valley, wet, below the snow line, smelling of vegetation, with a running stream and a watermill beating the darkness, and three trees on the low sky, and an old white horse galloped in away in the meadow. Then we came to a tavern with vine leaves over the lintel, six hands at an open door dicing for pieces of silver, and feet kicking the empty wineskins. But there was no information, so we continued and arrived at evening, not a moment too soon finding the place. It was, you may say, satisfactory. All this was a long time ago, I remember, and I would do it again. But set down this. Were we led all that way for birth or death? There was a birth, certainly. We had evidence and no doubt. I had seen birth and death, but had thought they were different. This birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We returned to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease here in the old dispensation, with an alien people clutching their gods. I should be glad of another death.
The poems we've recited are readily available on the internet. Why not pick one or two and read them to your friends and family this week? and have a very blessed and merry Christmas. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkwich.